From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The toll-free number to join us for first-time callers on the Sunday transmission is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. Again, first-time callers, 877-789-2539. I'd like to hear from you on the murder of Michael Hastings. The power structure comes out and says, it's no foul play. He was speeding. He did it. Open and shut, day one. You're like, wow, that's kind of declaratory. Yeah, just as declaratory as me saying, no, they killed him. And 95, 98% chance. And then the way they act and the way the media says, don't look at it. Don't investigate it. I mean, are we really a society totally ruled by fear and ruled by all these disgusting gangs? You know, the big gangs are in government. The big gangs are in these corporations. And they want to be able to take and have whatever they want. You want to know what kind of world we're going to live in? The 1970s film with James Caan, Rollerball? That is exactly what they want to build, where everybody's distracted by sports. They only let certain countries have certain types of industry, so none of them can stand up on their own. There's a global corporate government. This is Club of Rome stuff. And he's the top quarterback in the world, and they tell him, you've been too big too long, you lose. And they say, by the way, I want your wife. I'm a corp. It's prima nocta. Royalty in France and England, that's on record, would demand anybody's wife they wanted. It's Rollerball. And they just throw it all in our face. What they're building, what they're doing, where they're above the law, they're the new royalty, they're the global corporates. And they learned it from the royalty. Diplomatic immunity. When the Queen of England shows up in America, folks, she didn't show her passport. And now hundreds of thousands of bureaucrats worldwide and corporate groups have been given diplomatic immunity. I say hundreds of thousands, there's going to be millions of diplomatic immunity. And I've talked to the kids of even low-level diplomats, how they get the... This is the brown passport. They can just do whatever they want with it. They can have drugs in their backpack. They can have a dead baby in there. It's just there above the law. Oh, you're the UN. You're above the law. And then Brad Pitt, I went and saw World War Z. I'd read the book, seen it, you know, seen some of the earlier scripts, but I hadn't seen it when I did that review, Man of Steel versus World War Z. And it was not one-tenth as bad as the book. I mean, the book is like, communism's good. We kill the militia. We take all their guns. But they're clearly set up for a part two of World War Z, where I guess all that happens. It's really kind of like the first chapter of the book. And it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. I'm not a big zombie movie fan. And I'm not an enemy of Brad Pitt, other than the fact his wife promotes all these warmongering globalist operations and demonizes people that are against all these wars. And it was a UN world government advertisement, and the fact that America couldn't do anything, the UN saves the world, and an inoculation advertisement. So it was pure UN propaganda placement. It was a UN film. And I guess Brad Pitt pretty much admits that. So there's my little two cents on that. But you know, I gave Superman, the Man of Steel, 9 out of 10 Paul Revere horses, just because it's pro-man, pro-father, anti-eugenics, pro-individual. I mean, it's very positive. Just like the new Tom Cruise movie, Oblivion, I give it 9 horses. I'm not just being generous there. And I said 0 horses for it, but I said I hadn't seen it yet. I said, if it's like the book, 0 horses, I'd give it 3 horses. I mean, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, so there you go. Not really a mea culpa. When we come back, I'll get back into Hastings and then take your phone calls. Then I'm going to get into Snowden I'm going to go to a bunch of police state news. You know the police are going to bust your house down over your grass? Yeah, any excuse.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alex, 877-789-2539. Specifically, do you like the mafia government we live under that's getting worse every day? And the fact that it's openly trying to convert America over to classical authoritarianism and the rest of the world to secure the ill-gotten gains of the criminal ruling class that are anti-free market, anti-family, anti-individual? Or are we going to stand up against it? Or are we just going to give up? Because if the individual starts speaking out and resisting and not complying, and when you see something, say something. You know, Edward Snowden saw massive illegal NSA wiretapping across the board and the media lying about it and targeting the Tea Party and the press that's now come out and conservative and libertarian company owners. That's in the news today. Using the IRS, the NSA to harass people. What, do we all go wear Mao Zedong shirts? And then they'll be nice to us? Because the average American now is so into being cowardly, so into complying. I want to explain. If you all put Mao shirts on, the whole country will collapse. And they killed 60 to 80 million people. No one knows the exact number. The Chinese say 80 plus million Mao killed. Because everybody did what he said. They submitted. And they killed them. I mean, I saw people holding their hat in their hand and bowing to the Nazis on those old films when they would run into the sand pits to be shot with other dead bodies in there. They would be very politely go in there. And I guess I'm an extremist because I'm not planning to do that. I'm planning to peacefully try to change this as much as I can. And if anybody tries to take me somewhere and we learn they're taking dissidents to places and killing them, then you have to defend yourself. And that means offense. And I guess, in Nazi Germany, they would call somebody who didn't sit there, women stripped down naked in pits holding their babies. I guess if the woman would have fought back, they'd have called her a terrorist. And I'm not being sarcastic here. That really went on, ladies and gentlemen. Saying yes, yes, yes to everything is going to destroy our future. Rolling over, submitting, being passive has gotten us to this point. And where is the self-preservation of the media? I know most of you are just kind of establishment fellow travelers. You've already got a cynical worldview. You just go along to get along. You don't research geopolitics. You don't research black ops. You don't research the private Federal Reserve. You don't research eugenics, the Club of Rome. You don't research Rand Corporation plans. I wish you would. I mean, they lay out. I remember reading 15 years ago the plan to federalize all police, set up checkpoints, get rid of the family, break down society, convert to basically permanent martial law. It's the domestic military stability force. And then now they've got it in place under NORTHCOM, and they're openly rolling it out. And people go, oh, yeah, the army, Alex, sure, martial law. They're not going to call it martial law. And then all these cowards think they're just going to go along with it and you're going to be okay. They're setting that up. You've already put up with all this and done nothing. They know that. They're setting this up because they're going to do things so horrible, they know you're going to physically resist. You understand that? They want a war with us, but on their terms. And I'm sorry, it's not going to happen on your terms, because many of us reverse-engineered what you were doing and were aware of it decades before I even came on the scenes, mainly former military officers and people that blew the whistle. And a lot of them got killed. People in the 50s, 60s, and 70s who were in the NSA, CIA, Army Intelligence, I can name them here on air, who went public and warned people. Most of them were murdered. That's why everything the old-timers in the John Birch Society told people in the 60s, notice it all came true, just what they said was going to happen. You know why? Because there were good people in the government and in Congress and in the Ford Foundation who blew the whistle. So the fact that the Army admits they built civilian inmate labor camps for political dissidents and, quote, re-education, we just showed the Army manual, FM3-39.40, that's declassified. We first got it and put it out, so the Army strangely then released it themselves and said, it's no big deal. See, they're smart. That took some of the power from it. When people were like, is this real? Is it real? And 2 weeks later, it shows up on the Army site. They go, yeah, it's ours. Big deal. Re-education camps could be re-educated. The government is rogue. The government's been hijacked. We're all in danger. The danger is going along with these loons because they want to extinct freedom. They want to hunt it down and re-educate us so that we never get out from under them. They know evil almost always ends up losing. They know their own nature. They know we're going to push back. And so for decades, they've made fun of anybody. Oh, he says they want our guns. Oh, nobody wants your guns when they're on record wanting our guns. He says they want open borders. Nobody wants open borders. Oh, really? Here's the bill about to pass. He says fluoride gives you cancer and brain damages you. Oh, here's a bunch of Harvard studies saying he's right. He's still a kook. Oh, shut him up. And then they say, arrest Snowden. He broke the law when they're breaking the law. Their new theme song. We should get rid of the Constitution and just have the words of breaking the law from Judas Priest. Crank it up. This should be the new Constitution. Breaking the law. 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 And then, as our whole future is destroyed, we can chant USA, USA, USA. As they have checkpoints all over Boston and come in houses and point guns at women and drag them out by their hair and shoot up cars of women looking for Dorner, a black guy, shoot up white ladies in California and burn his cabin down and say they're going to burn it down and then lie to us and say they didn't burn it down. USA! USA! When you get cancer, USA! When the troops get nerve gas in Iraq and they don't give them treatment, USA! USA! They would never let our troops use DU up until 1991 and then 2003, because they knew it was a death sentence in all the Pentagon military medical reports. And they said, you know what? Use it. We don't care. A death sentence. One whiff, 20-something years off your life. Came out in the New York Times. Oh, guess what? 20-something years later, the Gulf War syndrome's real. It's nerve gas. Their brains are damaged. Oh, guess what? New Harvard study, of all things. Harvard School of Public Health. It is mercury causing autism to go up. Gee, we don't know where it's coming from. Oh, it's only on the vaccine vial, says the Marisol. That was in the New York Times last week. Oh, mercury's causing the autism to go up. Really? Really? I thought it was a conspiracy there. But it's not the vaccines, they say. No. They don't know what's doing it. I want to go out to break with the man that I'm calling... Get the Hastings clip ready again. The man I'm calling, Colonel William Barrett Travis, Part 2. Because when he said we've all got to stand up and stop complying and stop going along with the lies, because they know journalists all know about all this info, we all need to start firing. When they said that, they said kill him. Because he's a leader. And you know what? His idea will go on. Remember the Alamo? Remember Hastings, here it is.
Obama administration has clearly declared war on the press. declared war on investigative journalists, our sources. I think the only recourse to this kind of behavior by the government is to say back to the government, we declare war on you, and from this point forward, we should no longer, as a media, as a whole, cooperate in any manner with the government in terms of when we're doing national security stories. We should withdraw all our cooperation, and we should publish everything we know, because it's a free press, it's not a free except for when the government tells me to do it press, and we've been way too easygoing with these guys. We've let them get away with this for years. We've let them tell us what to print, what not to print, and I say be done with it, and everybody should just get together and fire back, because no one else is going to defend the press.
And they said, oh, really? The FBI started harassing him, following him, visiting. He said, I got a big story. I'm going off the radar, going into hiding. Go read it. It's in the LA Times. Days after we told you, oh, that couldn't be a real email. Boom, there goes his car. And you see, that's the human spirit right there. Hastings is on the right side of history. Hastings is a man his wife and child can be proud of. Hastings is what I admire. Hastings is who I want to be. We're all Michael Hastings now. And I stand with Michael Hastings. And I may end up having his fate. I say, so be it. I'm committed and will never back it.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape, used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees, waterproofs electrical connections, and even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging. Having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Way is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime. Reflecting on my past life, and it doesn't have much time. 'Cause at 5 o'clock, they take me to the gallows pole.
The sands of time for our constitutional republic.
The sands of time for me
are running low.
All
right. We're going to go over some of the specs in the next segment and then go to your phone calls. But the model of car, the brand new Mercedes that Michael Hastings was driving, has the special cruise control system where if it sees a car about to come into you, it will take control. And if it says you're speeding, it will take control. And these are the type of cars that are very easy to remote control. The Germans, the Japanese, and others have been putting these out the last few years. I think it's super creepy. I have driven one of my friend's Mercedes that does this. And if you start going over into another lane and there's a car anywhere near, it will pull you back over. Automatic control. And see, they're coming out with Google cars. They're coming out with all of these systems. And they're going to argue and are already arguing that the our cars are safer. So the computer needs to drive you. You can feel like you're driving, but really the autopilot is going to be driving. And again, this is the control it gives the system. Just like a Xbox Kinect in your house uses wireless internet that can actually see through walls to scan your body, your face, everything. So he was driving a Mercedes C250. Now, here is Car and Driver. Here's an article out of Car and Driver. And I'm not saying this is how he was killed, okay? But people said, oh, yes, you know, he was speeding at a high rate of speed, and then his vehicle just blew up in the street. That's what multiple witnesses have said. Looks like a car bomb to me. But regardless, since this theory came out that maybe they remote controlled it, they had drone aircraft in World War II, the Germans and the U.S. did. People still think they don't have drone aircraft nowadays. What do you think the drones are? You know, I said on 9/11 we had evidence they were drone operating the aircraft and gas was released on board the aircraft because the only real phone calls that got out from airphones were stewardesses coughing saying there's gas, I can't breathe. You nerve gas everybody, then you remote control it. Turns out those planes had been fitted with that and people go, you can't remote control planes. It's like, excuse me? They talked about putting it on all planes by law so hijackers couldn't take over. How do you stop the hacker hijacker? Especially if it's Skynet run by a bunch of globalists. So they're putting in a Skynet system. They're just going to use it to control us. Here's Car and Driver. Can your car be hacked? This came out in July of 2011. Currently, there's nothing to stop anyone with malicious intent and some computer programming skills from taking command of your vehicle after gaining access. A hacker could control everything from which song plays on the radio to whether the brakes work to how fast your vehicle drives. Okay? And I'm seeing more and more deaths where they don't shoot you, where ambassadors and people they want to get rid of all over the world, when they're in a new vehicle, it just takes off wildly and drives right into a pylon. So be aware that that goes on. Now, maybe you don't believe Car and Driver. And you can look at that model of Mercedes. It has the system where the computer's already in control. We've got that on screen for folks that want to look at it. Driver assist to go with the flow. How about we say we don't want this? Just like I told you, OnStars used to listen to you and kill your car if they're coming after you, and then years later they admitted it. Yeah, I was told by an engineer, folks. I was shown the documents before OnStar even came out. Just like I told you all of this. I had dinner last night with two senior engineers, and they were just laughing about how the public, you know, doesn't believe the NSA is listening to everything. One was with AT&T and the other with another company I won't name. And they didn't tell me anything secret. They were just agreeing with me and saying it's unbelievable. And agreed, yes, we are the NSA. Everybody's like, whoa, Google and Facebook and Amazon are all moving NSA and CIA computers into their buildings. They are the CIA. They are the NSA. The NSA and CIA are the lower level, and then they rotate in revolving doors into the companies where they make millions and billions. Don't you understand? It's a private New World Order that's exempt from the laws and the taxes, using government to set the rules to transfer all your wealth to them. I know I say that almost every segment, because that's the essence of the New World Order. We get communism and police in black uniforms standing around the street corners. We get martial law while they fly around in luxury jets above us with life extension technologies. I told you 15 years ago they were already growing human organs in cows and harvesting them out. Now that's admitted all over the Tokyo News that for years they've been doing it, and now it's perfect. They grow a new nose, new eyes, a new heart, whatever you want.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, no, Will Robinson.
And the point is, I'm not even saying all this stuff's bad. The point is, you need to know it's there. Let's go to this clip of DARPA. This is up on InfoWars.com. This is Dr. Kathleen Fisher, a DARPA program manager, talks about the ability to hack into cars, computer systems. Now, this is up on InfoWars.com right now. This has been going on for 20 years, folks. But let's go ahead and go to the clip. The whole clip's up on InfoWars.com. I'm going to play just a short clip right now. Here it is.
It's not just traditional computers that we need to worry about. There are many other kinds of systems as well. The slide that's been omitted showed a result of the researchers at UCSD and the University of Washington hacking into the dashboard display of a typical American sedan, making it show that the car was going 140 miles an hour while in park. Drilling down a little bit, modern vehicles consist of between 30 and 100 embedded control units, which are essentially small computers connected via a CAN bus. These cars are required by law to have a diagnostic port, typically located under the steering wheel, that allows mechanics to download diagnostic information and to perform software updates. In a first paper, the researchers from UCSD and the University of Washington showed that if they could touch the CAN bus through that diagnostic port, they could take over all of the functionality of the car that's controlled by software. And in a modern automobile, that's pretty much everything. The brakes are controlled by software because of anti-lock braking. The acceleration is controlled by software because of cruise control. And those fancy new cars that can park themselves, even the steering is under software control.
All right, that's enough.
The reaction to this first paper...
That's 1 minute of a 10-minute video, InfoWars.com, on the official DARPA channel. By the way, DARPA runs it all. DARPA is what Eisenhower warned about by name in 1961 in his farewell address. He said the technocratic elite... controlling the military-industrial complex. He said, beware the he said, the main threat is you can pull up, we played the clip before, is the technocratic elite that is in control of the military-industrial complex. So that's why we have to beware the military-industrial complex. Meanwhile, there were news articles all over the place, people send them to me, making fun of us, saying Alex Jones says that Hastings' car was remote controlled. When I never said that. Callers brought it up, and I said, yes, they can remote control cars. And yes, they can hack in wirelessly and do it now if your car has Bluetooth. But I believe it was a car bomb by the signature. Won't matter. I predict Rachel Maddow tomorrow will say that I said they remote controlled it. Just like I didn't say a tornado was sent by Obama to Oklahoma. She doesn't care. She just makes it up and says I do. That's how they operate. We're going to come back with your phone calls. I've got a bunch of other news as well I haven't gotten to yet, dealing with Snowden.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You can run on for a long time.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
That knife cuts two ways.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. You're listening to InfoWars Live. We're here 6 days a week on the radio.
Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Sundays, 5 to 7 Eastern. Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. Then we have the weeknight InfoWars Nightly News that myself and my crew and my reporters host. First-rate news organization with a bias towards truth and liberty and freedom and fearlessness and a little bit of red-blooded God guts and guns. And that's just the way it is. And for that, we do not apologize. The good news is I don't normally go spend a bunch of time reading the comments on the LA Times and the Daily Caller and New York Magazine and all these people that wrote articles and pieces attacking anyone that questioned Michael Hastings' car blowing up when he said he was on the run from the FBI. In fact, they made jokes about that and said it wasn't true until his military buddies and everybody that knew him and his wife. He sent us this email. He said, I'm on the run. I've got the big story. They're after me. Boom. I mean, help me. They're after me. Boom. Don't look at any foul play. Conspiracy theories. This is what gets me so angry and so frustrated. I'm still trying to get the public to understand that there is an NSA. Back in like 1996, I talk about the NSA and get calls going, that's illegal, violates the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. There's no such thing. I remember 10 years ago or 13 years ago now, I got the census before last, and I got one of the long forms asking stocks, bonds, sexual persuasion, all this stuff. People didn't believe me when I got that because only 1 in 10 homes got one. Now they're doing a yearly census and business censuses, and in Australia, they ask you your sexual preference, and if you don't answer it, they arrest you. That article's on drudgereport.com, the left-hand side. With a local newscast going, you'll be arrested if you don't. You have a right to not speak. You have a right to not self-incrimination. You have a right to not fill out government paperwork all day. It's called no slavery. It's all just so out of control. And all the taser deaths, 500 plus, and then one of our listeners sent us the police report and all of it, an 11-year-old girl who's autistic, who became autistic. When the state came and the CPS made them when she was like 12 or like they said 9, take a bunch of vaccines, and now she doesn't know who she is, and we get the guy on the air, and then now she's autistic walking down the road, and then they taser her in the back, and then the witnesses all say the police lied about what happened. It's just scary. I have video of the police coming to a house and forcing their way into the home, cussing at people. Over 3-inch grass in the yard. They now arrest people all over the U.S. for high grass. The government ships in narcotics, runs white slavery, puts cancer viruses in vaccines, hydrofluorosilicic water. The water has hydrofluorosilicic acid added to it. And they're the good guys. It's all about worshiping government, and they want to intimidate you. More and more government has that crazy bearing of a thug. And that should make you get aggressive and angry and get involved and organize, not just cower in fear. I have a video that's made national news now. It was first on local news in Tennessee, but since we talked about it on Friday, it's now been national news, which is good. That's InfoWars' real contribution, is that we take stories that are regional or alternative, and we make them national. Things that they don't want talked about. Where people have complained about their water quality, and the state water quality guy goes, don't complain or we'll charge you with terrorism. And that's what they're now saying. Protesting is terrorism. Having a free speech is terrorism. Freedom is terrorism. And it's not Al-Qaeda anymore all this is for. Remember I told you, Homeland Security is for the American people. And you're like, oh, yeah, right. No, it's for Al-Qaeda. Our government ran Al-Qaeda then. They run it now publicly. And they admit Homeland Security is for you and your family. But they can't get away with this if they don't have the support of the people. And a lot of the people in government are waking up as well. They need our support. Government's not our enemy. And good people in government are not our enemy. But people that declare war on us and attack us, they're enemies of liberty and freedom and justice. And we've got to start calling them out and getting aggressive, ladies and gentlemen, or there's no future. But as I was saying, I don't usually go read the comments on these sites, but I decided to look at them. And no exaggeration, go look at stories about Michael Hastings. And you have to read 3 or 4 pages of comments. We're talking 20, 30, 40 comments before you find one person agreeing that he wasn't blown up. And that's all I can say to the establishment is you can't kill us all. I mean, what are you going to do? And then I think maybe they don't care. They know they car bomb him in front of all these witnesses that people are going to know it's a car bomb. And it's a message to journalists. Well, I've gotten your message before that. I'm not stupid. I know you guys can kill me, but God can bring you to justice as well. But for all these Christians out there that think you're not going to go through adversity, you're never going to have to face evil, you're going to get teleported out of here, I don't think God's going to know you when you get to the pearly gates if you didn't stand up and have courage now. We don't need sunshine patriots, ladies and gentlemen. We need people that are willing to tell the truth now. I mean, I think about why I'm so frustrated sometimes on this broadcast and get upset. It's because I've covered two stacks of news, and I've got like 10 other stacks here, and I've got 15 people on hold over here who I want to talk to, loaded phone lines. And what do you do? Tommy in Tennessee, go ahead. You're on the air. I think Michael Hastings is Colonel Travis. What do you think?
Yep. Good possibility of that, but I got another question for you. I don't see how you can support this movie of Superman. I've noticed ever since you have that you quit talking about the Stalin era, and Stalin's name means Man of Steel. And that's what this movie is. I mean, it's the same people that brought us The Dark Knight Rises.
Well, I think Superman, the Man of Steel, is an anti-collectivist message. Anybody watching that could see that. And all I was saying, the reason we do movie reviews is millions of people tune in to hear that, and millions watch it online. And I can't tell you how many people I've run into that have woken up from our movie reviews because they're into that. So all I'm doing is taking an issue and giving it a positive review, a negative review, or a mixed review. And all I'm doing is reaching out to people outside of the crowd. I don't think Stalin just means steel. And then his nickname was Man of Steel by the 40s, not really in 33 when Superman came out. And the Man of Steel, I mean, you've got Iron Man triathlons. That doesn't mean that, you know, they're with Stalin or something. And look, I'm not perfect either. You know, I went and spoke in England to a crowd of 2,000 people. They turned away over 1,000 above Bilderberg. And there were people up there on the stage, you know, some of which I didn't agree with. And people made an issue out of that. Well, there was a liberal member of parliament spoke. And there was this person. I'm not my brother's keeper. I stand for what I stand for. And I was critical of The Dark Knight with its pro-Illuminati message. I think a Jacobin French Revolution message. Well, later I read they actually said that he was modeled after the French Revolution. I'd already said that on my own because that's what it was. Truth is the truth. And it had one writer in it who wasn't involved in the others. And it's just a positive message. But what do you think about the death of Hastings? Do you think that should be investigated or it's no big deal?
It's a big deal, but it won't be investigated. I mean, you know, I kind of another thing is here lately. I mean, I'm a Prison Planet member too, Alex, and you didn't want to buddy up a Beck, but you never say nothing about him having cushions with skull and bones on his couch and stuff.
Sir, I am not buddying up to Glenn Beck. I've not even talked about Glenn Beck here. People call in about him. We don't screen your phone calls. And Glenn Beck can say whatever he wants about me. I turn the other cheek. I got bigger things to work, you know, to worry about, okay? But thank you for the call, sir. I'm going to come back and try to take some other calls. We don't screen your calls, so they're always all over the map, which makes them very interesting. Stay with us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex G.
Yeah!
On the GCN Radio Network.
Nobody rides for free. There are laws to this universe. We're standing up for the free press. When Russia kills journalists or Mexico kills journalists, our media, at least in the past, talked about it and tried to support them. I'm talking about Hastings because we are doing something about the IRS persecuting the Tea Party and pro-life groups. We are doing something about the NSA spying. We are doing something about warrantless checkpoints that we've gotten shut down over and over again because they're unconstitutional. It's a constant fight. And I don't like people that call in and criticize me and then say, oh, there's no hope, nobody cares. We know the truth in the court of public opinion. That's why they're gearing up a police state. We're going to win. But we have to have that attitude. Let's go ahead and go to Dean in Costa Rica. Dean, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Alex.
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I really believe that the Hastings thing was an FBI because it doesn't have the signature of a mafia hit. They don't go around and bang, bang, shoot them up anymore. They're more sophisticated. You never hear about these guys going to jail for money laundering or tax evasion or being processed through the court system. You never hear these guys about being busted because they wiretapped their phones. It's because they are our banking institutions. They are our telecommunications system. They are our justice system.
Well, look, the FBI took that Zarnev Boston bombing suspect friend who was a witness to it and shot him in the top of the head a bunch. And then they killed two FBI agents that were investigating it. I mean, they're killing people all the time. I'm saying it's massively intensifying. And Obama signed the NDAA. It was totally illegal, saying he can kill U.S. citizens anytime he wants. And the word is they're giving the hitmen these national security orders. So, yeah, the FBI's now. I agree. I think the FBI probably was the who was involved. Go ahead.
Definitely involved, because back in the 60s, the mafia adopted the policy that pen is mightier than a sword. They can do more damage with a stroke of a pen, and I knew the guy that put this policy, his name was Uncle Zip, because zip, 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 with a stroke of a pen, he can do more damage than killing somebody in a bang, bang, shoot 'em up.
Now, listen, Obama was trained by the weathermen, and they planned to put 50 million Americans in re-education camps that came out in... In trials, we played the audio here, and I mean, look, they're doing this. They'll kill a whole village to get one guy they want to kill with drones. Of course, I mean, they blew Hastings up, and the question is, will the media? Snowden thinks they want to kill him. Of course, they want to kill him. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Bob in New Jersey. Bob, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, brother.
I gotta thank you for waking me up. I got turned on to you about 3 months ago. And I've never been more awake since. I wanted to talk to you about the Michael Hastings thing.
Yes.
Did you happen to... are you familiar with this Loud Labs? Did you see the video? The one who, you know, the guy who did the...
Yes, we have the video. We have the people that drive around to police scenes in L.A.
Yeah, well, what do you think about that? I mean, are you familiar with them? Do you have any contact with them?
Well, there's a video. I mean, no, that's just one of those police video group people that go out and shoot video in public, a news unit, private news unit. And it shows the car driving. It looks like about 80 miles an hour by maybe the same car. And then you see it all burning a few minutes later when he gets there.
Yeah, did you happen to watch that one?
Yes, sir. I mean, we have the videos. Yes, sir. What's your point on the video?
Well, my point on this is this. You remember the Harley guy from 9/11, right?
Yes.
Okay, how he set the narrative for the government. You know, I've seen it from start to finish.
Yeah, a lot of times they'll have, exactly, they'll have operatives there putting a script out. And undoubtedly that happened on 9/11.
Well, that's what I feel like this guy was. If you go back and listen to it after I speak with you, okay, the things that you notice, like, for instance, when he first gets there, you know, he's driving the car. It sounds like a cop car. He's got a police radio in there and everything. That's neither here nor there. But when he first gets there, this is supposed to be a citizen, right? The cops move out of his way. Like, that's kind of weird.
I hear you. I think that unit may actually go and do foyers and get the police video as well. But what we're going to do is we're going to contact that group. I mean, it's probably innocuous. I looked on their site. They got a ton of police stuff on there and accident and fires. And every city, as people know, has private groups that go out and shoot video and then sell it. Let's go to Nick in North Carolina. Good to hear from you, Bob. Nick, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Two quick points. Number one, the NSA prison program is nothing new. Like, what do people think the Patriot Act was for, where it granted government position?
I know, and the NSA director went before Congress and said, we don't listen to any phones, we don't listen to anybody. It was just a total lie.
And then with, Operation Echelon in the 90s. I mean, yeah. And my other point is that I looked up on Wikipedia a list of journalist assassinations, and Breitbart, Gary Webb, and Michael Hastings were not on that list. And I want your take on whether this trend of suiciding journalists is the threat that is holding up the iron.
Well, I mean, this is what I have to say to the corporate prostitutes, sellouts. You're destroying your own future, your children's own future. And it's on record that the government has assassinated a lot of journalists and other people. And to just sit there and be in denial about it is extremely, extremely dangerous. I appreciate your call. I mean, it's time for the media to just stop being lapdogs. Let's go ahead and talk to Zachary in Ohio. Zachary?
How are you?
Good. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, because I've been a long-time listener, this first time I've called, but, you know, I can hear the frustration in you sometimes, and I'm a licensed mental health professional, and I know how hard it can be sometimes when you see somebody down a certain path, and it's like they're just like a zombie walking. But the Quran tells Prophet Muhammad that, you know, will you kill yourself with grief if they do not believe? So sometimes remember that, you know, you're doing your job by speaking the truth and giving the truth. And whether somebody accepts the truth or not is not the issue. It's that you're doing your mission and that hopefully, God willing, we can stand in front of our Creator and know that we've done our job in front of tyranny. So
I hear you. It's just it's so ridiculous now. I mean, they taser people for not answering questions. That's torture. They call it pain compliance. And now they're gearing up to take our private bank accounts. And we've just allowed the worst people in the world to run things. We're in grave danger, and that's why I'm frustrated. God bless you, Zachary. Good to hear from you. James in South Carolina. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Got a couple of things, Alex. One of them is, do you remember Don Bowles?
It rings a bell.
Okay, he was killed in a car bomb, I believe, in Phoenix, Arizona. 40 newspapers from all over the United States sent investigators to investigate the crime because he was a journalist. This Hastings thing seems like something that needs to be done that way. I don't have a lot of money, but I could send you a little bit.
No. I mean, we need to put pressure on the media. But it's already happening. When almost every comment in the story says, we know they killed him, and now it's come out that he was going into hiding and on the run, I mean, you've got to investigate that. And whether it's Breitbart or Gary Webb or him, remember, they lied about Pat Tillman and said he charged an Al-Qaeda nest and then was killed, and it turned out they murdered him. So that's my point, is that they do lie. And who was he investigating? McChrystal. Who covered up the Pat Tillman death? McChrystal.
Well, are you saying that the Hastings thing is going to be investigated heavily?
No, they've tried to not investigate it. In the past, they would investigate it. And we're going to try to force the corporate whore media to investigate it, or they're going to be obsolete. I mean, they already have almost no readers or viewers because they act like this.
When Don Bowles was killed, 40 newspapers sent people to Arizona to investigate, and they did get, you know, some action out of this.
Exactly. My question is, where is the instinct of the idiot media to make fun of InfoWars for saying this is clearly a car bomb and an assassination, and then they sit there like cowards thinking they've got a future just laughing at another murdered journalist. They murdered Aaron Swartz. They're murdering people. And then sitting back going, yeah, when are you going to get murdered? Like it's entertainment or something. They're going to murder our bank accounts. They're going to murder our future if we don't stand up. When good people do nothing, evil takes over. God bless you, sir. I hear you. I'll look into that case. Let's go to Eric in Alberta, Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Greetings, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Just calling from the Loyalist Redcoat Constitutional Monarchy up here. The Michael Hastings thing, I saw that video, the last guy talked about, so I'm not 100% there with you yet, because he was driving really fast and he made some quick turns that seemed like how could a computer make that quick of a turn?
Okay, but computers can make even better turns. But here's the issue. If they are saying it's stupid to look at foul play, how would you say that when he said he was going into hiding, that they were after him? I mean, I hope I don't say, they're after me, help me, and then I'm dead. And people are like, well, people always say that, they're after me, help me. Look, I'm out of time. I'm sorry to all the other callers, Damien and John and Adrian and Mr. Lawyer and everybody else. Back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com. Follow us on Twitter, Real Alex Jones. All the videos, info, and a lot more. A lot of news we didn't cover is at Infowars.com. Great job to the crew and our sponsors and our affiliates. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this
This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safe?